Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Salute to you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late, but if you still got a few minutes of rest and relaxation, or if you got an hour or however long you got to still collect your thoughts before you start your work day, it's all good. I appreciate you tuning in. We got a lot to get into this morning. We'll talk about the Hawks in about 20. Actually, we'll talk about the Hawks in about 18 minutes time, as a matter of fact. And we'll get into, they put up a good effort, but shorthanded. Probably knew what that game was going to look like against the Kings, and it really didn't come to a surprise to me. That game played out just about how I thought it was going to play out. We'll get into the NFL because some moves have been made. Coaches and coordinators have been hired, so we'll get into that in about 38 minutes time. But you already know we're starting in the NFL, but we're starting with our local team, the Atlanta Falcons, as developments, reports, and action and moves continue to be made as far as the Falcons looking for their next head coach. Two reports came out yesterday from Ian Rappaport, one from Ian Rappaport, one from Adam Schefter. The one from Ian Rappaport was a report that the Falcons have requested to do second interviews with Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald and associate head coach and defensive line coach of the Ravens, Anthony Weaver. So I'm sure both of those interviews will both be in person. Usually all these second interviews are in person. And again, I really like both of those guys as candidates. How can you not? You see what that Ravens defense did to the Texans? And look, Texans were a playoff team. They were putting up big points. That Ravens defense shut them down. Mike McDonald knows how to put a defense together, along with Anthony Weaver as well. So either one of those guys I would be cool with. And I wonder, neither one of those guys would probably come along with. I wonder if, though, say if Mike McDonald was hired as the head coach, would he bring maybe Anthony Weaver with him? It's a possibility. If there's a way we could get both on the Falcons staff, that would be great. But I think Anthony Weaver also, obviously being an associate head coach, has a good chance to be a head coach along with Mike McDonald himself. That's why they're both getting interviewed for head coaching jobs, not just the Falcons, but other jobs as well. So we'll see. They both might end up as head coaches, but it would be nice if you could find a way to get them both. But probably a little bit of a pipe dream, to be honest. But anywho, the Falcons have requested interviews for both of those candidates. And again, I am totally fine. I know we've talked a lot about maybe offensive-minded guys. Bill Belichick is a defensive-minded guy. Obviously, we talked a lot about him because it seemed like he may have been the front runner. But now, again, this head coaching search is wide open for the Falcons. And I'm not sure who they're going to hire, who could be a favorite at this point. To me, it's wide open, and I don't think there's necessarily any front runner in the house for Arthur Blank and Rich McKay. Could be wrong, obviously, and I'm sure they might have an idea, maybe, but with them requesting so many second interviews, and we'll get to the updated list here in just a minute, with them requesting so many second interviews, I don't think there's necessarily a front runner right now. But either way it goes, I would like either Mike McDonald or Anthony Weaver. Again, both defensive-minded guys, both would know how to build out a defense and build upon this defense that the Falcons have already laid foundational pieces to, with having Grady Jarrett still, having David Onyemata still, having Jesse Bates, obviously the all-pro in the backfield for the Falcons. We'll see what happens with A.J. Terrell, but you do probably get A.J. Terrell for at least another season. So you got pieces there. So if you go with a defensive-minded guy, I have no doubts that they will be able to build around what the Falcons already have. Plus, we can't forget about the rookies this year that showed out on the defensive side of the football. Zach Harrison, DeMarco Helms, Clark Phillips. You have those guys as well. So you have a really good defense to build upon, and that makes me confident about the Falcons possibly bringing in a defensive-minded head coach in either Mike McDonald or Anthony Weaver. But there was another report. I gave you one, but I said there was another one. The other report came from Adam Schefter, and that one was reporting that the Falcons have also requested to interview Raheem Morris, former, obviously, interim head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, a part of the Dan Quinn era. He's now the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, but the Falcons have requested a second interview with him. And that Schefter also put in a report that that interview will be in person. So another defensive-minded guy who's been in the building before, did a good job, too, when he was the interim head coach. Again, that team started 0-5 when Dan Quinn got fired. And then Raheem took that team to be, what, 4-7, 4-8 in their next 12 games? So he took a team that had no pulse, and he at least helped them do something. He at least gave them somewhat of a pulse. And they played a lot better, too, under Raheem Morris. So I know a lot of people will be like, oh, this is a retread. Ah, we've had this guy in the building before. Ah, we've seen it. But we haven't seen it when he was actually the guy. Sure, we've seen it when he was the interim head coach, but we didn't give him a chance to be the guy and make certain decisions. He was basically steering a ship that wasn't his. This ship would be his. So I think that's a huge difference there. So I don't think it would be fair to say that we've seen what Raheem Morris as the Falcons head coach looks like. No, you haven't. No, we haven't. We've seen what him being an interim head coach looks like. There's a big difference. May not seem like that's a big difference, but trust me, it's a big difference. So I have no qualms with Raheem Morris either. Again, there are a lot of good candidates out there, and the Falcons are going to have a nice pick of the litter. Now, I do wonder, and this gets me into my next point, Brian Callahan, and we'll talk about the ins and outs and the details of this story more when we get to more NFL news at 5:40. But Brian Callahan reportedly going to be the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. The team has not confirmed it yet because the team, I don't believe, can hire until, was it February 16th or something like that? I have to find the exact date. So they can't confirm it until then, I don't think. But either way it goes, the reports came from the Adam Schefters, the Tom Pelisseros, the Ian Rappaports of the world. So it's happening. It's just the team hasn't fully confirmed it yet. So it ain't officially official. But again, we'll get into more of the details later. But my point in all that is, I wonder with Brian Callahan coming off the board, because remember, one of the second interviews the Falcons had requested to do and were planning on doing was with Brian Callahan, the Bengals offensive coordinator. But now he's been obviously hired by the Tennessee Titans. I wonder if that maybe, and I'm pretty sure the answer is no, and I hope the answer is no, because I don't think you should speed up a process like this. But I do wonder if the hiring of Brian Callahan and one of the Falcons candidates coming off the board, wonder if it puts a little more sense of urgency into the Falcons. I wonder if it gives Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, maybe Terry Fondo, depending on, again, how involved he is in this process. I wonder if it gives those guys any more of a sense of urgency to make a hire and to get this search done sooner rather than later. Again, I think the answer is probably no, because there are still plenty of candidates out there. Still Bill Belichick, still Jim Harbaugh. And trust me, I think Jim Harbaugh and Bill Belichick, those two guys, even though Schefter, he was on with, why am I blanking on his name? Pat McAfee. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he was saying how he's shocked that Bill Belichick has really only talked to the Falcons. As far as he knows and as far as his knowledge goes, he's only been in contact with the Falcons. And he said it reminded him of when Tom Brady was a free agent and he could sign with anybody. And the only two teams that Brady was talking to were the Buccaneers and the Chargers. And it seemed like those were the only two teams really interested. So he said it reminded him of that situation, of how more teams haven't been reaching out and trying to get in contact and interviewing Bill Belichick. So that, my point there is, I think Bill Belichick obviously is going to take his time. He seems like he isn't talking to anybody but the Falcons, but Jim Harbaugh, I think, would take his time too. He's obviously going to do a second interview with the Falcons and with the Chargers as well. So I think the Falcons will take their time. I think some of these bigger name candidates will take their time as well. Harbaugh, Belichick, possibly a Mike Vrabel, who the Falcons are reportedly going to interview as well. They haven't done an initial interview yet with him, so they're going to definitely do at least one interview with him sometimes this week. I think reports said on Wednesday, so tomorrow. But I don't think the Falcons will rush just because Brian Callahan got hired yesterday. I think they'll still take their time and go through all the candidates they want to do second interviews with, and we'll see what happens. But some interesting developments yesterday. Again, the Falcons requesting to do second interviews with Mike McDonald, Anthony Weaver, and Raheem Morris, all defensive-minded guys. Again, I am totally fine with a guy wanting to, a defensive-minded guy coming in here, being the head coach, and building upon a good defense that the Falcons have, and getting a good offensive coordinator to come in here and make some things happen. And hopefully get this Falcons ship overall steered in the right direction. So, interesting stuff there. And, again, I don't see this process ending anytime soon. I think we at least a week. I think the earliest we might hear something is a week from today, literally. And it's probably going to go past that. Again, they're now, to give you the updated list of who they're going to hold second interviews with, they're now going to hold second interviews with, obviously, Mike McDonald, Anthony Weaver, Raheem Morris, Jim Harbaugh, and I want to make sure I'm not forgetting one. I think that's it because, again, Brian Callahan is off the board. But, again, still plenty of candidates that they're planning on holding second interviews with. So they're probably going to get all those done at some point this week. They're still going to interview Mike Vrabel. I do wonder if they're going to have him in for a second interview too. Oh, and also they're going to have a second interview. We can't forget about Panthers defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero. So that's somebody else they're going to do a second interview with. So, again, I think we have at least a week till we possibly hear anything. I think that's the earliest, but I think it's going to go longer, maybe a little bit longer than that. So we'll see, but more second interviews to come with the Atlanta Falcons as we continue to keep you up to date on the latest news on the Falcons trying to find their next head coach. But when we come back, the team that's in season right now, the Atlanta Hawks, no Trae Young. I would love to say no problem after that, but yeah, there was a problem. There was a problem in Sacktown. DeJounte did his best. They tried to go on a little run, but to no avail. Hawks take it on the chin against the Kings. We'll break it all down and let you know what happened and a recap it for you all in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute. I really...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders. Shout out to all my early gym goers. All my people already at work or on their way to work. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Hawks. Simple enough. Didn't have Trae Young last night. And they didn't honestly stand that much of a chance against the Sacramento Kings. They fall 122-107 in Sactown. They lit the beam on the Hawks last night. And look. DeJounte, he did his best. He had a solid game, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, went 6 of 10 from 3, 11 of 23 from the field. Again, good night for DeJounte. He's been stepping up in the absence of Trae Young. Obviously, had the buzzer beater with Trae Young in the game. Then Friday, had another buzzer beater with Trae Young out of the game. And then last night, he has 35, 10, and 6. So, DeJounte, making the case for the Hawks maybe not wanting to trade him. But again, we expect DeJounte to step up when Trey's not there. And honestly, just to get into this real quick as we approach the trade deadline, the problem is not when DeJounte is on the floor by himself. The problem, which is a big problem and the biggest problem, is that the offense isn't great. Like, they have the worst plus minus, which I know some people have their feelings about plus minus, but they have the worst plus minus when they're on the court together. Like, they don't work on the court together because they play the same position at their core. I know they try to move Trey off ball some. They try to do the same with DeJounte. But a lot of times what ends up happening is that when one has the ball, the other probably is standing in the corner. Just turn into a corner three-point shooter. Trey moves a little bit more, but a lot of time when Trey has the ball, DeJounte is turned into a corner three-point shooter, and that's not his game. That's just not what he's good at. I mean, he can do it, obviously, but that's not when he's at his best. So that's an issue. Them being on the court together really doesn't work. And that's the main problem. It's great to have DeJounte when Trey's not on the floor, and it's great to have Trey when DeJounte's not on the floor. But together, it doesn't work, and you need it to work, obviously, when they're together on the floor. So that's the biggest issue there. But either way it goes, DeJounte did a nice job filling in for Trey again. 35 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, went 6 of 10 from three-point land, 11 of 23 overall from the field. Bogey! He got the start. He had 18 points. He went 2 of 8 from 3, 5 of 12 from the field. Clint Capella, a normal Clint Capella-type night, 11 points, 12 rebounds for the big fella. Jalen Johnson, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Sadiq Bey didn't go 0 for 12 last night. He had 13 points, actually. 2 of 7 from 3, 4 of 11 from the field. And Yeka Okongwu had 8 points, 9 rebounds off the bench. Garrison Matthews hit 3 threes, and he had 9 points and went 3 of 5 from the field. For the Kings, if you're wondering, Harrison Barnes, of all people, you let go crazy. Harrison Barnes, well, I guess you got to pick your poison with De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. So they said, okay, we'll let Harrison Barnes do the dirty work. We got to stop those two. We got to make somebody else beat them. And somebody else did beat the Hawks last night. It was Harrison Barnes. 32 points for the veteran, 4 of 8 from 3, 10 of 20 from the field, shot 50% from the field overall. Domantas Sabonis had 14 points, 21 rebounds. My goodness. Why we let that man get 21 rebounds on us? Like, we can't rebound the basketball. Come on now. 21 rebounds for Domantas Sabonis. Well, let me also say that the reason he got 21 rebounds, a big part of the reason he got 21 rebounds is because the Hawks shot 38% from the field and 35% from three. Because if we look at how many offensive rebounds he actually got, he actually only got two offensive rebounds. So that ain't bad. It's just because the Hawks were missing a lot. So let me put that out there. Hawks weren't giving up a whole bunch of offensive boards. But anywho, 14 points, 21 rebounds for Sabonis. He shot 4-10 from the field. Keegan Murray, second-year player, good second-year player, 13 points. He went 2-7 from the field, 5-12. 2-7 from 3, 5-12 from the field. De'Aaron Fox, only 12 points, 0-5 from 3, 5-16 from the field. So you held him in check, but you couldn't really hold Harrison Barnes in check. And Kevin Huerter, Red Velvet, couldn't show out against his former team at home. He only had 8 points, 2-5 from 3, 3-6 from the field. Trey Lyles had 10 points off the bench. Malik Monk had 13 points off the bench. King shot 46.2% from the field, 31.6% from three. And again, the Hawks, they tried their best. I think, when was it, the third quarter, they went on a run because they got outscored by Sacramento 30-16 in the second quarter. That gave the Kings a 57-40 halftime lead. And the 40 points for the Hawks at the half, if you didn't know, a season low for Atlanta. And again, they just shot 38.7% from the field for the game. But yes, Atlanta did respond in the third quarter late. They had a 16-2 run to get it within 10 points after the Kings had a 66-42 lead early in the third after they started off hot in the third quarter. Hawks responded, went on a 16-2 run. Again, got it within 10, but the Kings got a 13-2 run late in the third to extend its advantage 87-66. So there you have it. The Kings bench also outscored Atlanta's bench 43-19, and Sacramento did a lot of damage in the paint. They won the points in the paint battle 56-40. So, again, the Trae Young concussion at the center of all this really happened at the worst possible time for the Hawks. It seemed like, again, they were just maybe starting to get things figured out. It seemed like they could maybe go on a little bit of an extended winning streak, which they obviously need. But when your best player gets a concussion, he's not out there, and you're taking on solid teams like the Kings and teams of that nature, it's going to be hard for this team to win basketball games. And again, I like the fact that DeJounte Murray stepping up. Seemed like maybe he's getting into more of a rhythm. But tough sledding right now for the Atlanta Hawks. So you just hope Trae Young can come back sooner rather than later. But right now, it might be a tough finish to the month of January for the Hawks. They got the Warriors tomorrow, again on their West Coast road trip. You can hear that game, of course, right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game going to start at 9:30. Tip at 10 p.m. as the Hawks taking on Steph Curry and the Warriors. Just to give you a little preview of that game real quick. Gary Payton and Moses Moody, the only two out for the Warriors. For the Hawks, Wesley Matthews. What? Timeout. When is DeAndre Hunter coming back? I thought he was supposed to have been back. I thought he was supposed to be back, really, against this Kings game. I thought they were looking towards that game. But who knows? But DeAndre Hunter is out. V. Krejci is out. Wesley Matthews out. And Trae Young all out for the Hawks already. So they got the Warriors tomorrow, Mavericks on Friday, Raptors on Sunday, and they close out the month of January with the Lakers on Tuesday. So, again, not an easy rest of the month for the Hawks, and, again, could be a struggle the rest of the month. And, again, you just hate to see that because it looked like that maybe, just maybe, the Hawks were starting to get some things figured out. But Hawks get taken down. 122-107. I do quickly want to touch on Joel Embiid. We got to bring up the big fella. 70. A 70 burger for Joel Embiid last night. Goes crazy. Let me just pull up his stat line here really quick for you. Obviously, he had 70 points, but want to just give you the rest of the stat line here as they were playing the San Antonio Spurs. Wemby and the San Antonio Spurs, Joel Embiid was going to let you know, hey, I'm the sheriff in town. Long fella. But Joel Embiid, 70 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists, 24 of 41 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. And as you can imagine, not a whole lot of other people were scoring last night. And I mean, he just went to work down low. Nicholas Batum only had 5 points. Tobias Harris had 14. Tyrese Maxey had 18. Those are the only 3 players in double figures, though. Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey. No other player for the Sixers was in double figures. Again, when you have one guy score 70, you don't really need a whole bunch more scoring output from anybody else. But congratulations to Joel Embiid. Again, he is in now rare air. I know a few years back, Devin Booker put up 70. Obviously, Kobe put up 81, RIP to Kobe. And we know, obviously, Will Chamberlain put up 100 back in the day. But just wanted to bring up Joel Embiid dropping a 70 burger on the head tops of the San Antonio Spurs last night. And how about the Hornets getting a big win over the Timberwolves, too? Now just looking at scores from around the league. Just eked out a win against the Timberwolves, 1-3. Cat had 62, but wasn't enough as the number one team in the West. Can you believe the Timberwolves, number one team in the West? That's where Ant-Man and Rudy Gobert and Cat has this team right now. Again, a lot of it, I won't say a lot of it's Ant-Man, but a lot of it's Ant-Man. But either way it goes, Timberwolves had the loss and stubbed their toe a little bit last night against the Charlotte Hornets. So that's a little look at the NBA again. Hawks back in action tomorrow against the Golden State Warriors. And look, that's a team that's been struggling. Hopefully the Hawks can find a way to get a W without Trae Young. Hopefully DeJounte Murray can have himself another big game, step up big time for the Hawks, and hopefully they can get back to the right side of the win-loss column and get themselves a W. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll get back into some more NFL news because one of the candidates for the Falcons, again, who they were going to do a second interview with, he's off the board. And Ryan Nielsen, no longer the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. We knew it was going to happen, but now it's officially official. Where did he land? I'll tell you in about 5 minutes here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shift. And shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to you. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. A lot of NFL news to get into as we hit this final full segment on the Hometown Take. We'll talk to the morning shift here in about 17 minutes time or so, give or take maybe a minute. But as far as the NFL news goes, I want to get into a couple of stories that affect the Falcons directly. First one is one of their head coaching candidates that they had their eye on and actually had just requested to do a second interview with is off the board. Brian Callahan, the OC, well now former offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals, is on his way to Nashville to become the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Titans haven't officially confirmed this, but I think that's because you can't officially hire any head coach until next month, I believe. I think one that was under contract. But that news will be coming down soon. Obviously, the sources were reputable. Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport of the world had this breaking news last night. So Brian Callahan is going to be the next head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. And like I said, he was a guy the Falcons were looking at and looking at least somewhat closely. They wanted a second interview with him and were planning to do that this week until the news broke that he was going to get hired by the Titans. So, again, I asked it during the opening segment. I wonder if this speeds up the Falcons' process at all. I do not think it will. But I do wonder if it gives Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, maybe Terry Fontenot a little bit more of a sense of urgency when it comes to getting these interviews done, whittling down their candidates, and hiring their next head coach. Again, probably not going to have any effect, but maybe it does. Maybe it does speed up things a little bit. Again, I hope not, but it could. I think, again, Adam Schefter was on with the Pat McAfee show, and he talked about how it seems like Bill Belichick is only talking to the Falcons, so he looked like he ain't going anywhere. I think Harbaugh will take his time. He's doing a second interview with both the Falcons and the Chargers. Mike Vrabel still probably going to take his time. He's going to do a interview with the Falcons tomorrow, according to reports. So I think the Falcons will still have pretty much their pick of the litter. So I don't think they need to speed up their process at all, and I don't think they will. I think they'll take their time with this. Another piece of NFL news that directly affects the Falcons is their defensive coordinator. Now their former defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, is officially the defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The team put out the news yesterday, and Ryan Nielsen set to become the Jaguars defensive coordinator. This is not surprising. Again, it shouldn't be surprising to anybody because we knew whoever the next head coach of the Falcons was going to be probably was going to want to have their own coordinators, pick their own guys, bring in their own staff. And once they stopped blocking interviews for Ryan Nielsen and Marquise Williams and guys like that, the writing was pretty much on the wall, and we pretty much knew, okay, this is what it's going to be. And unless Ryan Nielsen is made the head coach, which they never interviewed him to be the head coach, you knew it was going to be a situation where Ryan Nielsen and the other coordinators probably not going to come back. Now, as far as we know, Ryan Nielsen is the first and the only guy on the Falcons staff to get a new job, I believe. Maybe I missed some news. If not, you can hit me up at _DylanMatthews on Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. Let me know if any other coordinators have gone anywhere. Maybe it slipped through the cracks, but I haven't seen anybody else. I haven't heard any other news about any members of the Falcons staff going anywhere else besides Ryan Nielsen thus far. So, again, hate to lose Ryan Nielsen. Really liked how he helped bring in guys. Obviously, with New Orleans ties, helped bring in David Onyemata, Caden Ellis, guys of that nature. I liked how he obviously helped develop some of the young guys as well. And I just really liked his scheme. So, you hate to lose a guy like Ryan Nielsen, but they bring in one of these defensive-minded guys like a Mike McDonald or Anthony Weaver, it'll be okay. Our defense will still be ferocious, I believe, and we still got some really good players. So I think it'll be okay. Again, hate to lose a guy like Ryan Nielsen. Seems like he could be destined to be a head coach one day as well, but Obviously, that time is not right now, and he's going to be the next defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, wishing Coach Nielsen nothing but the best. I think he'll have some good success down there in Jacksonville. They got some good pieces on defense as well. Obviously, a number one overall pick in Trayvon Walker over there. And they got some other good defensive pieces. A former Falcon in Foye Aluakin, who is steady leading the NFL in tackles. So they got good pieces. And I'm sure Ryan Nielsen will scheme up a heck of a defense over there in Jacksonville. All right, other piece of NFL news that is, this one doesn't directly affect the Falcons, but it is relevant because it is NFL news coming out of the NFC South. The Panthers have named Dan Morgan their president of football operations and their general manager. So Dan Morgan, I believe he used to actually play middle linebacker for the Panthers. Actually, he was a first-round pick of the Panthers, 2001, out of Miami. And he helped form a foundation of the defense that quickly had those early 2000 Panthers teams in a Super Bowl. After two seasons there, Dan Morgan was a part of that and helped build that Super Bowl team. So it's a guy that knows about that organization, has been in that organization, and look, hopefully this is something that will turn the Panthers around. We'll see. Actually, I don't really care if it does or not. They're the Panthers, so they can stink for all I care, actually. But either way it goes, Dan Morgan played for the Panthers for 7 seasons, and he was known for his recognition, his instincts on the field, showed up in big moments. He racked up a lot of tackles too. He had a game record 25 tackles in that Super Bowl that the Panthers ran in early 2000s. Forget the exact number of the Super Bowl, but Dan Morgan again going to be the president of football operations and the general manager. So they got a football guy in the building, a guy who obviously knows the game, played the game for that team, and we'll see if this works out for the Carolina Panthers, but good. Seems like a pretty good move for them, and we'll see if it all works out. So that's a little bit of NFL news for you this morning. Again, Titans hiring Brian Callahan, according to multiple sources, to be the Titans' next head coach. Ryan Nielsen heading over to Jacksonville to be their defensive coordinator, and the Panthers naming Dan Morgan their president of football operations and their general manager. So that is a look around the scene of Atlanta and a little bit of news around the NBA. Joel Embiid scoring 70. And, of course, the Falcons continuing to look for their next head coach. Hawks hopefully will get back in the win column tomorrow against the Golden State Warriors, but they lost last night 122-107 to the Kings. Again, shorthanded Hawks did not have Trae Young. But when we come back, we will talk to the Morning Shift and see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the program. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got cooking up, and we'll wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do it right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shift, and shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to you. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. A lot of NFL news to get into as we hit this final full segment on the Hometown Take. We'll talk to the morning shift here in about 17 minutes time or so, give or take maybe a minute. But as far as the NFL news goes, I want to get into a couple of stories that affect the Falcons directly. First one is one of their head coaching candidates that they had their eye on and actually had just requested to do a second interview with is off the board. Brian Callahan, the OC, well now former offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals, is on his way to Nashville to become the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Titans haven't officially confirmed this, but I think that's because you can't officially hire any head coach until next month, I believe. I think one that was under contract. But that news will be coming down soon. Obviously, the sources were reputable. Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport of the world had this breaking news last night. So Brian Callahan is going to be the next head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. And like I said, he was a guy the Falcons were looking at and looking at least somewhat closely. They wanted a second interview with him and were planning to do that this week until the news broke that he was going to get hired by the Titans. So again, I asked it during the opening segment. I wonder if this speeds up the Falcons process at all. I do not think it will, but I do wonder if it gives Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, maybe Terry Fontenot a little bit more of a sense of urgency when it comes to getting these interviews done, whittling down their candidates, and hiring their next head coach. Again, probably not going to have any effect, but Maybe it does. Maybe it does speed up things a little bit. Again, I hope not, but it could. I think, again, Adam Schefter was on with the Pat McAfee show, and he talked about how it seems like Bill Belichick is only talking to the Falcons, so he looked like he ain't going anywhere. I think Harbaugh will take his time. He's doing a second interview with both the Falcons and the Chargers. Mike Vrabel still probably going to take his time. He's going to do an interview with the Falcons tomorrow, according to reports. So I think the Falcons will still have pretty much their pick of the litter. So I don't think they need to speed up their process at all, and I don't think they will. I think they'll take their time with this. Another piece of NFL news that directly affects the Falcons is their defensive coordinator. Now their former defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, is officially the defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The team put out the news yesterday, and Ryan Nielsen set to become the Jaguars defensive coordinator. This is not surprising, and it shouldn't be surprising to anybody because we knew whoever the next head coach of the Falcons was going to be probably was going to want to have their own coordinators, pick their own guys, bring in their own staff. And once they stopped blocking interviews for Ryan Nielsen and Marquise Williams and guys like that, the writing was pretty much on the wall, and we pretty much knew, okay, this is what it's going to be. And unless Ryan Nielsen is made the head coach, which they never interviewed him to be the head coach, you knew it was going to be a situation where Ryan Nielsen and the other coordinators probably not going to come back. Now, as far as we know, Ryan Nielsen is the first and the only guy on the Falcons staff to get a new job, I believe. Maybe I missed some news. If not, you can hit me up at @_DylanMatthews on Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. Let me know if any other coordinators have gone anywhere. Maybe it slipped through the cracks, but I haven't seen anybody else. I haven't heard any other news about any members of the Falcons staff going anywhere else besides Ryan Nielsen thus far. So, again, hate to lose Ryan Nielsen. Really liked how he helped bring in guys. Obviously, with New Orleans ties, helped bring in David Onyemata, Caden Ellis, guys of that nature. I liked how he obviously helped develop some of the young guys as well. And I just really liked his scheme. So, you hate to lose a guy like Ryan Nielsen, but they bring in one of these defensive-minded guys like a Mike McDonald or Anthony Weaver, it'll be okay. Our defense will still be ferocious, I believe, and we still got some really good players. So I think it'll be okay. Again, hate to lose a guy like Ryan Nielsen. Seems like he could be destined to be a head coach one day as well, but obviously that time is not right now, and he's going to be the next defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So wishing Coach Nielsen nothing but the best. I think he'll have some good success down there in Jacksonville. They got some good pieces on defense as well. Obviously, a number one overall pick in Trayvon Walker over there. And they got some other good defensive pieces. A former Falcon in Foye Aluakin, who is steady leading the NFL in tackles. So they got good pieces. And I'm sure Ryan Nielsen will scheme up a heck of a defense over there in Jacksonville. All right. Other piece of NFL news that is, this one doesn't directly affect the Falcons, but it is relevant because it is NFL news coming out of the NFC South. The Panthers have named Dan Morgan their president of football operations and their general manager. So Dan Morgan, I believe he used to actually play middle linebacker for the Panthers. Actually, he was a first round pick of the Panthers 2001 out of Miami. And he helped form a foundation of the defense that quickly had those early 2000 Panthers teams in a Super Bowl. After two seasons there, Dan Morgan was a part of that and helped build that Super Bowl team. So it's a guy that knows about that organization, has been in that organization, and look, hopefully this is something that will turn the Panthers around. We'll see. Actually, I don't really care if it does or not. They're the Panthers, so they can stink for all I care, actually. But either way goes, Dan Morgan played for the Panthers for 7 seasons, and he was known for his recognition, his instincts on the field, showed up in big moments. He racked up a lot of tackles, too. He had a game-record 25 tackles in that Super Bowl that the Panthers ran in early 2000s. Forget the exact number of the Super Bowl. But Dan Morgan, again, going to be the president of football operations and the general manager. So they got a football guy in the building, a guy who obviously knows the game, played the game for that team. And we'll see if this works out for the Carolina Panthers. But good, seems like a pretty good move for them. And we'll see if it all works out. So that's a little bit of NFL news for you this morning. Again, Titans hiring Brian Callahan, according to multiple sources, to be the Titans' next head coach. Ryan Nielsen heading over to Jacksonville to be their defensive coordinator, and the Panthers naming Dan Morgan their president of football operations and their general manager. So that is a look around the scene of Atlanta and a little bit of news around the NBA. Joel Embiid scoring 70. And, of course, the Falcons continuing to look for their next head coach. Hawks hopefully will get back in the win column tomorrow against the Golden State Warriors, but they lost last night 122-107 to the Kings. Again, shorthanded Hawks did not have Trae Young. But when we come back, we will talk to the Morning Shift and see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the program. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got cooking up, and we'll wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do it right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.